Why we do we have to do this?
The movement. I can with the.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't move. Don't shush me.
No,
don't shush me.
No, the charts. Right, number one, sleep. Number two, little bit of sick in mouth.
Top 10 best not doing things. Let's do that. Let's do that.
I used to be able to do this like 3 or 4 times a week. Why is everything so hard now? Why did you have to have a birthday?
I don't know.
Why did you have to have any pubs near your house? It's not okay. The red light's on?
How did that...
I don't know. I could do a thing.
Welcome
to Dawn the Chart with me, Ben. Look, I'll run the title music and then we'll be fine. Hello, I am, or at least I was, Ben Baker.
I'm still Phil Catterall, I'm just older.
Yeah, right, give us that coffee.
There you go.
It's in my eyes! Oh! No, come on now, this is ridiculous. We can't just collapse into middle-aged boredom. So far, I am as young and as hip as I was when I had a young hip. And I refuse to go down, admittedly. So, today's first item to prove how still with it we are is Top 10 Quiz. Are these real chart acts from 2019 or not?
Okay, go on then, because obviously I'm not old, so I know about the musics.
Let's
ignore the fact that I've not known about music since about 1998. Let's just keep that.
We're young, we're hit. Come on, fire it up. Number one,
go on.
Little Nas X.
Yeah, that's that. I know that guy. He did the cowboy thing. That's him.
He's the Hotel Road.
That's the one.
He did.
The cowboy thing.
You know, we're cool.
Well, it's got a video game in it, hasn't it? So, you know, I'm going to know that one. But anyway, no, it's because...
Number two. Bablad.
No.
Bablad.
No.
No. No, it's not.
That's just you like saying bab.
Yeah, loud, but... Oh, bab. Number three, Mabel.
Surely not.
Yeah, apparently what? Mabel had a hit with Don't Call Me Up this year.
Mabel.
Maybe she's born with it.
No.
Well, she was. It's a name.
Keep going.
Number four.
Yeah.
Gifty the Snake.
No.
Gifty the Snake.
Still no.
No, but it is available. £3. You can have that, rapists, if you're listening.
Mabel the Snake. Not Mabel the Snake. I'm getting them mixed up already, Ben. I'm too old.
No, we're not. We're young. This is the part of this quiz.
Sorry.
Number five.
Yep.
Black Bear.
Pardon?
Black Bear.
That sounds like it could be a thing.
It is, it's real, Hot Girl Bummer. See, we know the young person's music. We're there.
Sure.
Number six, Danny Conquistador.
I hope that's not a thing, because conquistadors have a troubling lineage.
As do some daddies. It is fake.
Good.
Number seven, Boy. But the second boy is B-O-I.
No.
Thank Christ, no. That is messed up. You have no idea how hard it was to come up with things that sounded plausible because everything's so stupid now. Hey, Juice WRLD.
No.
Yeah. But there's no O in world.
I mean, look. This is not just point and laugh at the funny names of things, because, again, if you go back to 1998, it's not like every name there was a sensible, reasonable one. Is a sensible...
Fats and small.
Exactly. Chakademus and Pliers. What?
Yeah, no. Celine Dion. Oh, no.
Chris Rea. keep going. Sorry.
Number nine, Pissy John.
No. You're not even trying. You're not even trying.
To be honest, I gave up this. But 10.
Yeah.
Dave.
That's a TV channel as well, you know.
No, it is actually a rap style thing. It's the Professor X location, several hits. Mabel and Dave are real acts in the 2009s.
I just had to self-censor there to prevent you from needing to use the bleeper. Because Dave... Dave, it was bad enough when it was a TV channel. Never mind. Oh. there we go. I scored some points, so yeah.
Results are inconclusive, but I feel that we can still prove to the people that we are young and with it, and we still have all the stuff, even though one of us has turned a certain age.
Shut up.
So, what else do the kids like? Us kids. What do us kids like?
Emojis. Everyone likes those, right? Everyone's putting those in things. Instead of words.
Emojis, yeah.
No.
They like it because it's got emo in the name.
That's it. That's...
I think that's still a thing, isn't it?
Even that's a decade out of date at this point.
And the JI, of course, stands for Justin Imbalik. Emo Justin Imbalik. That is what the emoji stands for. I'm fairly sure.
You know what?
Right, so... top 10 emojis then.
Right, okay.
What's this website? Emojitracker.com.
I mean, that sounds like a real website. Let's go and have
Okay. What have you done?
What is this?
Whatever you're doing now, go on your phone or whatever, type in emojitracker.com.
It does, to be fair, have a warning before you go to it.
So this is basically a page of thousands and thousands of emojis being updated to the second as based on Twitter use.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yet, as far as I can tell, the dump emoji is about 50. That's...
Dump emoji? I can't...
The pool.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, why would you call it dump emoji? No one...
Todd,
yeah. Good. Should we do the thing that we've come here for?
One is that one that looks like a knob. Two is the splashing, which looks like it's coming out of a knob.
No, it's not, is it? You can see what it is. You've got the site in front of you. You don't have to assume things about it.
I don't get... I'm a bit confused by that. I'm all right. We'll go in reverse order, but... Number 10.
Face throwing a kiss. Kissy face with the kiss coming out of it.
Yeah, no.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Number nine.
The heart with another smaller heart next to it. That's... The two hearts. One, two hearts.
Yeah, based on everyone's favourite Phil Collins single, of course. Another Day in Paradise. Yeah, Midlands.
Sharp. Keep going.
Number eight.
It's the sad face. Unamused, sad face.
Unamused sad face.
Let's keep going.
Number seven, kicking a dog down a well.
Number seven, is smiling. It's Mr. Happy from the Mr. Men. Smiley face.
Right.
Face doing a smile.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I expected that to be higher. Maybe the lack of smiley face being higher proves how much the world is in ferment.
Well, hold your horses.
Because number six is held horse.
No, number six is the crying face. It's the big crying face with that, the crying.
That is fair enough. I mean, that's usually joined by the one which has got the two hands together, which most people use as a praying emoji. But
yes.
It's actually a high five. So it's like, oh, yeah, my dog died today. And they're going, oh, brilliant. It's just thinking of you today. No. Number five.
The heart on a card. Heart card.
Heart card.
I don't know if it's supposed to be a playing card or if it's supposed to be like, I've sent you this letter that has a heart on it. I don't know.
Number four.
Is the smiling face, but this one has the heart-shaped eyes. So heart-shaped eyes is now more popular than eye-shaped eyes.
Yeah, no.
So...
Forget your old man's eyes. With its ocular nature. No, just stick some pig arts in there instead. That is what I will be.
Whereas I think it's great because I am one of the young people that it's for. It's great.
I love it. I love
too late. No, too late.
That's what we call too it. Late. That's what the culture
too late.
Is.
Too late.
It's number three.
Number three, universal recycling symbol for some reason. Does that mean something? What does that mean on Twitter? Why is that?
There must be like a double meaning. It can't be just like, it's bin day, don't forget to do some bins. You know. He does help to know what night bins are, of course. Mine is Wednesday.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I found an article about it. Do you want me to check it? Or should we just leave it?
Do the thing.
Right. So it's something to do with people posting quotes out of the Quran, and
back, no, number two.
Number two, the heart, the big heart, not the heart on a card, a different heart. Yeah,
it's big heart, yeah,
yeah,
and that symbolises
hearts.
The heart.
It symbolises surgery. There's a lot of tweets about Christian Barnard, I guess. I don't... Oh, I'm so pleased with myself for that.
No, I'm letting you have that one. That's my obvious. Even though we are young people's things, all the kids are at a Christian Barnard. I mean, they spell it with a K. And, you know, several more A's, but it's still...
Can't spell Barnard with a K. What's wrong with you?
You don't... See, this is it. You don't understand because you're not young like me.
Shut up.
And number one, the best emojis, what us young'uns enjoy...
Is the teared face joy... Is the cry laughy one. That, you know what? Until relatively recently, it was mostly used by pricks. When responding to anything about Brexit or anything like that, but it seems to have caught on wider.
Yeah, because... it did seem to be slightly mocking.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Where... But I know people that use it in a non-mocking way, so I'm assuming it's been taken back.
I know people who use the aubergine emoji to actually say aubergine. No one does. No one's ever gone. You know what?
How often does that come up?
Saying, would you like an aubergine for tea? So I'm going to post a picture of it. And then, to imply that it's raining outside, I'm going to use that water one as my last bit.
Yeah.
And then, next to that, to show how hungry I am, I'm going to show someone with a mouth open and tongue out. Because, you know, youth.
Yeah. People are hungry for rainy aubergines.
Yeah, didn't he play Odo in Star Trek?
You can have that one. You can have that one. I'll give you that.
Oh dear! I'll be honest with you. I'm having a whale of a time, and I'm definitely not getting really tired trying to keep up. Woo! Yeah. Hi. I imagine this is why drugs are popular.
I mean, drugs have always been popular, Ben. That's not a new thing.
I'm fairly sure they're only invented after Trainspotting. It's like they saw a gap in the market. Yeah, I said glap in the market.
A glap in the market?
Yeah, I'm really trying. No, come on, let's keep it going. But what else are the kids in there? Kids!
What I've got, right, hang on. So kids like, right, they like Fortnite because I've seen someone play Fortnite once. I mean, I play it all the time. That's what I do.
Yeah, all right, Fortnite, it's 2 weeks, etc. Yeah.
Okay.
So Fortnite is that game which is a bit like a shooting Minecraft.
It started out as a cooperative build a base and defend it game, and then PUBG came out and they went, oh, we could do that, and built a battle royale mode instead.
So which newspaper have you got your chart from?
Well, because I'm a young person, Beano.com. The cool magazine for young people. Beano.
I would trust it more than many publications on the market.
I trust the editorial team more than I do the News International.
I definitely trust Nasha more than Jordy Greig. So,
Roger the Dodger has more integrity than Rebecca Brooks, is what I'm saying. Right, the chart is the top 10 Fortnite skins.
Yeah, because this, yeah, no, this is something out. I'm banging to right. Yeah. Number one.
Okay, we're doing 10 first. We're starting at 10.
All right, number 10. Yeah, I mean 10.
Number 10. Tomato head. It's like a your head's a tomato.
Yeah,
people spend money on tomato heads, and as do I, because I'm young and cool. Tomato head.
Tomato sauce. Number nine,
bunny brawler. It's like a bunny onesie that you can buy for your in-game. It's a fake internet onesie that you've pay actual money for.
Eight.
Battle hound. It's like a metal dog helmet. And some other clothes that are a bit like, you know, sort of like Spartan-y, capey. He's got a tattoo on the arm.
Seven.
Creepy bear. It's a bear that's creepy.
Six.
Skull trooper. It's like a, it's just some...
Five.
Some bones on it. Five. Leviathan. It's like a fish.
Four.
Love Ranger. What? That's just like a gargoyle, stone angel gargoyle wearing trousers. What is the... Never mind.
Three.
Raven. It's just like a hood.
Cool, two.
Two. Dark Voyager. It's just like a space suit with a... What? I don't know.
And number one. Skin farts. Number one skin fart.
It's called Crackshot. It looks like a thing. A toy soldier thing.
Give us a second. I just need to Right, cool. I don't like this.
This is pointless.
I'm fine with Fortnite, it's fine, but this isn't...
No.
I quite like being middle-aged.
I don't want any of this.
I quite like not having to go out and...
I mean, it's okay.
Just go out. I like slippers. I'm so tired. What is the complete dictionary definition opposite of emojis and Fortnite?
I'm going to go further. I think we... Right, so I think normally we cover stuff that we're generally at home with. I think we need to go further into stuff for even older people than us to try and balance out the nonsense we've just done.
Okay.
I think that's what we've got to do.
Okay. I mean...
So
Terry and June then.
Terry and June, obviously, yeah. There's no question
that's fair enough. Now I can hear the sigh of relief already around all those people of a certain age listening to this going, oh thank Christ for that. Oh God. I thought we were gonna do best Shreks or something, you know, like no.
Okay, this is good. You'll like this one.
I'm in.
I have got ranker.com's top 9 Terry and June cast members. 9.
Okay, yeah. I can think of 3.
I can think of 2, so you're doing better than me.
Well, obviously, we all know who's going to be at number one. At one, it's...
Number one, it's everyone's favourite, Alan Cuthbertson.
Of course, Terry and June's Alan Cuthbertson.
See, you'd think you could guess the top two, but no, you can't.
No, apparently not, no. No. Alan Cuthbertson, I know him best as one of the diners in Gourmet Night, the Fawlty Towers episode.
Right.
I always played that kind of slightly pompous, kind of arrogant
bloke.
I think he was similar in this. I think he's a neighbour.
Right.
In Terry and Zoom, but...
I know him best from, I don't know, Half a Sixpence. There we go. That's where I know him from. I just looked at his Wikipedia.
Was he in
credits.
That?
Yeah, he was. I literally picked something out of his credits at random.
Aaron, I didn't know if you were just going out half 6 months, that'll do.
That is what I was doing, but yeah. Anyway.
Oh, so the number one star, according to Ranker.com, of Terry and June...
was neither Terry nor June.
He's not Terry or June. Okay, well, number two. Come on, number two.
Number two is, yeah, fine. Okay, June Whitfield. There you go.
Oh, well, there you go. Much missed. It's a fascinating career when you look at it, considering that she did have this period for, in our childhood, she was just June. She was the long-suffering housewife.
Yeah.
Next to a fat man doing Keep Fit, you know.
I mostly remember her cropping up on radio a lot, because my dad used to listen to a lot of Radio 2 and stuff. But I think she was a regular in the news headlines, so...
She was, yes, she was. So that's all the Roy Hood stuff, yeah.
Where I will have heard her.
Did you hear her on that before Terry and June? Or?
Yes, I would have done, definitely. Ranker gives 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 credits for her and says there is more. So it's good that they've said that there's more. So okay. they've gone with Absolutely Fabulous.
Fair.
Last of the Summer Wine.
I mean, I guess just by the nature of her.
She will have definitely been in it. That's fine.
Just by the nature of, how BBC casting works and also being older.
So Bob the Builder.
Again,
is it? Sure. Terry and June.
I'm aware of his work.
Yep, that's fine. I want you to try and guess what the last credit they've gone for. I'll give you a clue. It is something we have talked about on the podcast before.
She wasn't in Transformers the movie. I'm fairly sure.
No, she was not in Transformers the movie.
That would have been brilliant. Juno.
Right.
I don't know.
It Cluedo. Cluedo is the other credit that they've gone for.
Right, okay. And she presumably played...
I think Mrs. White. I'm assuming Mrs. White.
Yeah, Mrs. White, that's it.
But what gets me is that they could have picked any of her credits, and that's the five they went with.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, they could have put Absolutely Fabulous, the movie, instead, you know. It's good. It's a good film. It's a good film.
No, it's fair enough.
It's not.
It's terrible, I know.
I love Jennifer Saunders, but I don't get Absolutely Fabulous. Presumably in our Terry and June chart, number three. Come on.
That's right, Ben. It's Patsy Smart.
Patsy Smart?
He's not even third, Ben. He's not even third.
Oh, my God. I mean, Patsy Smart is one of those actresses that when you see her, you just see her as old bat in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
She plays an old lady in every single role. Oh, she did. I'm assuming she's dead now.
Let's have a check. Patsy Smart. Yes, she died in 1996.
I thought you were going to go, right, command, prompt, murder, Patsy Smart. Yeah, she's dead now. She's dead now. Drones have taken care of it.
Yeah, I don't. It's not a facility.
Do you know what Patsy Smart's character was called?
No, it doesn't say here. It doesn't actually say anything about... It lists about 15 of her credits, but it does not say anything about who she was.
Called Miss Lavinia Dingle.
Of course she was.
She was only in the last two series.
Right.
Yeah.
She was in Minder and Rent-A-Ghost and Farrington of the FO, Casualty, Alleluia, The Bill... Everything. She was in everything.
Right, come on. Four. No. Here we go. Falling through that sun lounger.
It's Reginald Marsh. Not even fourth.
How was Tom this?
I don't know.
Someone has got a real thing. I mean, I've heard Terry's got a difficult to work with, but bloody hell.
This TV show has two people mentioned in the title. Neither of them are first, and one of them isn't even fourth.
Ian Happily and Joan Everett. No, Reginald Marsh, I do know. That was the other one I was thinking of. It was Sir Dennis, who was the owner of the company Terry worked for.
Oh, was he the one that would come round for dinner? Is that?
Yes, it was like, you know, very strict, grumpy kind Terry, I've decided to ban bum sex from the corporation. And then. He goes, okay, come round for dinner. And at that point, of course, June's bought the Bum Sex 2000 Ultimate Edition, and it's set up in the living room. And Sir Dennis is going, I mean, it sounds like a joke to say those things, but there was a lot of that.
I'm going to, you know, get me Hennemore sketches were...
There was a lot of smart writing and stuff in there, I'm sure. It wasn't all that, but there was at least one moment like that in most episodes where it was like... Quick, in the cupboard, the vicar's come round with his trousers around his ankles for 29 minutes.
Because everyone's doing keep fit. Everyone was always doing keep fit. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Yeah, no. Okay, number 5. Is it a Terry?
Do you think it is, Ben?
I think number 5's a Terry.
It is a Terry, you're right.
It is a Terry. Go on.
It's Terence Alexander, Ben. Everyone's favourite Charlie Hungerford from Bergerac, Terence Alexander.
Sir Charlie Hungerford, who was also that Lord character in your best one, Mark of the Rani from Doctor Who.
Yeah, no. Your so Terry Scott's not even fifth. Not even fifth.
Oh God. I think Terence Alexander was like in the early ones, bit of a shagger, and Terry was like, oh, yes, of course, he's in the other room. Just now, misses that character's name.
Right.
I'll just go over that. The character, you know, everyone who listens to Around the Archives right now is smashing their MP3 players.
Yeah, because they're saying, this is not Round the Archives. How did this get on here?
Because it's boring if I say, I know he's called Malcolm Harris and he was in Series 1 and 2. You know, that's just boring. I have to pretend, for the purposes of this, that I don't know who Terence Alexander's character was in Terence and Joan.
Good, let's keep going.
I don't even want to know. I'm like, you know what? If Terry Scott is not number 6 in this list... I am going to write to my MP and just I don't know, it's a lot of work.
I think they're busy at the moment.
I'm gonna phone my MP.
And say what?
I'm not even going to do that to him. I mean, that's a lot of effort as well. I am going to send that aubergine emoji to my MP. With some drips coming out of it and a hungry face. And then I'll put brackets and then a gif of Terry Scott falling through the sunlight.
Fine. Number 6, Ben, is Terry Scott. I'm sorry. You don't have to do that now. He's made it to 6. He's made it to 6.
Genuinely, like, Ragnar, I've gone right here, please. But rate your best Terry and Dunes. And they've voted June 2nd. Which is still bad when you think about it.
But, you know, at least it's reflective of her position in the title. Unfortunately, if the readers of Ranker.com had their way, it'd be called Alan and June.
As in fair, it's like after Terry Scott died, why didn't they just carry on as and June? She just keeps walking into rooms and going, oh, yeah, don't forget to not touch that. Oh, yeah, you're dead. Oh, yeah.
They would have called it
wait,
Ben.
Wait, don't go on that sun lounge. Oh, wait, no, you're dead. And we burnt the sun lounge.
They would have called it In Sickness and in June.
I mean, I don't want to imagine being in June. I'll be honest with you. I feel that's a direction.
Exactly.
No.
Anyway.
No.
So, yeah. No. Terry Scott at 6.
Terry Scott at 6. My favourite news service.
Hold on. I want to list his credits. They've gone for...
Please do.
Look, shut up. They've gone for Danger Mouse, all one word.
He was in that, I can confirm. Then
Danger Mouse is 2 separate words. then Terry and June, fine.
And then Terry and June. And then Tyr, and then Yand. Yandu, and then Eddie.
Then Hugh and I... which I've not heard of, and then Hugh and I Spy.
Yeah, well, actually, that was the thing he got famous for, Hugh and I. It was a domestic sitcom in the 60s, and then the last series, it was like run out of steam, so they went, let's make it a spy thing. Still a comedy, but it was like, yeah.
Yeah, spies there. Okay, fine. Yeah. I just assumed that given the Danger Mouse issue, this was a technical problem.
Yeah, it was him and Hugh Lloyd.
Okay.
Who, of course, was the second best member of the cast of Hugh and I. And Terry Scott, 87th. yeah. Molly Sugden was it.
Okay.
Yeah, there were friends who shared lodgings. Basically, in that time where, like, sitcoms would have two fellas who basically live together because no one could afford a house.
Yeah, how nice that time has moved on.
In fact, I believe there's a sitcom about buses.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You know the rules.
No, sorry.
You know the rules.
No, I do. Sorry. So what? Who's number seven then? The Sun Lounger?
No, number seven's Tim Barrett.
Who played
a boss.
I think he played the same character as Terence Alexander just some years later.
It says he played Malcolm Harris, Terry's boss, in the sitcom.
Yeah, so did Terence Alexander.
Yeah, but I thought the boss was Reginald Marsh, but was he the owner?
No, Reginald Marsh is the owner of the company.
Right,
he's the owner of the Playsafe fire extinguisher and appliances.
Right, okay.
Yeah, look impressed that I've opened a Google tab.
Do you know what, Ben? I feel about as adrift talking about Terry and June as I do talking about Fortnite. So I feel like we've restored a degree of balance at this point.
I feel like we've managed to create a podcast where no one's happy. I suppose this is penance for you getting the last episode being all your favourite stuff. It's like, here's your top 20 stuff you could not give a toss about.
Brexit. Here is some terrible ideas.
The pedestrianisation of high road streets. Oh, toffos.
Don't just say toffos. You can't. Oh.
Top 10 toffos.
Look, we
right.
There's. Do you want to do the last two? Should we do the last two?
Oh God, I forgot it was a top 9.
Yeah.
Who's left?
So we've done seven.
Eight
is John Warner, who's known for Terry and June, Potter, and An Age of Kings. I'm not bothered. I don't care.
I know what Potter is. If that helps.
Good.
Is that Arthur Long? Okay.
Number nine.
Yeah.
Is Jessica Turner. Now, what I like about this
yeah.
is that they've got a picture of the wrong Jessica Turner. They've got a Jessica Turner who looks as though she's in, at best, her mid-20s in a shot that must be from cable television from the last few years. So, and it lists her credits as Midsummer Murders, Law and Order London, Law and Order UK, New Tricks and Doctors, which means it probably isn't the Jessica Turner that was in Terry and June, if indeed there was one. So, good work, Ranker.
Well, it's like, it might have been a baby.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, Terry and June didn't have a baby because they never stuck it in out. They did have a daughter. Did you know that, Terry and June?
They
did have a daughter.
I didn't know that.
In that series, but she never came round because her parents were Terry and June.
Yeah, but there's another Jessica Turner that was born in 1953 that played someone in Terry and June called Wendy. So I think they've probably done it wrong. Done it wrong.
That does sound like they've done it wrong.
I mean, everything about this list is wrong at this point, so.
Yeah, in other dimensions, Terry and June might still be going. You know, featuring Terry Scott's ghost and June Whitfield's ghost and the ghost of the original Sun Lounger. And in that episode, Terry is shouting him, "Ghost, keep fit." Before Ghost and Dennis comes around and says, "I do dislike ghosts." And then
In summary,
I'm not quite as old as I could be, but I'm probably being old enough to be an aficionado on Terry and June.
Yeah, probably.
Do you feel actually any younger for doing that?
Yeah, I feel younger for, you know, not necessarily recognising Alan Cuthbertson's name, even if I recognise his face. And I didn't recognise like half of these people, and then Ranker.com didn't recognise one of them either, so think it's fine.
I think that's a suitable place to question our entire place in the universe. / end the episode. Thank you to everyone who's been supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/dotletschat. We've got this new tier on there for $3 upwards. And you can change the $3 if you want. Not saying you have to, just saying you can. For that, you get two episodes a month called Don't Let's Chat Nights, which is me and Phil talking about one subject at length. The first one was the films of 1984. And the second one was people who had a TV show with a name in that no one remembers anymore. Yes. Which proved to be... we had a lot of fun with that one. Thank you to everyone. Even if you don't pay a job, we appreciate the love on Twitter, the retweets and all that. It sounds ridiculous, but genuinely, podcasts are in a place right now where there are millions of them. You know, so it is hard to get out there when you're just two blokes prattling on, especially as this week's has shown, about things you have no real knowledge about.
About things you have neither knowledge nor interest, yeah, in this case.
Juice World. Juice World. The actual
stop
person.
Stop saying Juice World. Stop saying Juice World.
Oh, Juice World. Ugh. Then that emoji. the dub scene. Anything else we need to add?
No. Go back to sleep.
Until next time, I have been the loudly crying face emoji.
And I've been, I don't know, the tomato head guy from Fortnite or something.
Oh, imagine if the latest Fortnite skin was Terry Scott.
No, literally Terry Scott's skin.
Oh! Well, you know, we don't know which place he went to.
Yeah, we do. Anyway.
Good Alan Cuthbertson.
Sure.
Brackets night.
June. Number six.